I'm speaking.
I'm sorry, hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, is this Mimi?
Yes, this is.
Hi, it's Lorna calling from Keystone First.
How are you? I figured it was you, but I wasn't sure, and then I was on the other line. I didn't want to miss your call.
No, that's okay. So, are they going with you, or what are they?
Yes, for Renee Sawyer?
Yes.
Yeah, so we were going to do, like, a conference call with you to make it happen and get the authorization going right away so she can start.
Okay, so you want to call them?
Yeah, let's do that. One second. Let me add her to the line. Just a minute. Lorna?
Yes.
Okay, we're on the line here together.
Hi, Lorna.
Hello. So I wanted to see when did you guys want to start with, when did you want to leave your current one and when you want to start, because that's all that's important.
You said when did we want to leave? How soon? You said we have to leave before, by the end of March, right?
That is correct.
How soon do you think we should leave? Like, let me see. Next week.
So I'm looking at the calendar. Everything needs to be discussed before. You want to do the week of, the long week of March the 22nd, beginning with Family First the 22nd. And that'll be a
so
Sunday.
So stay with them.
It's up to you. I don't know. You still have to do the paperwork, right? You still have to do the
I have to do all that.
So sorry to interrupt, but to be honest, the paperwork doesn't take too long because she's already with the agency. So it's just like an agency transfer. So usually if someone calls us, they want to do an agency transfer, what we do is we get it done within a few days. It doesn't take much time.
Okay.
But again, it's up to you.
It's up to the Sawyer family. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just documenting it.
No, 100%.
When do you want to transfer?
Well, I was actually waiting to get some answers to some questions that I had. Maybe.
Oh, so you need to still talk to them a little bit more?
Yeah.
I hear you.
Waiting to hear back some stuff.
About the pay rate, right? We spoke about that.
We talked about that. I didn't know if there was holidays, if there was, vacation days. I don't know as far as, you know, checking in and out. Because my sister sometimes stays with me, or how does that actually work?
Right. So
but she didn't have the answer when I spoke with the other. Ruth did call me. She's going to send me over some paperwork. So, you know, I'm going to look at that. I know she said I need to get a TB test. So there are things that I know I have to do on my end, too. Because the TB test that I had, I believe that was years ago. I have to look at the dates and stuff, but I believe I got a TB test. I'm trying to think that I get one. How often do you get a TB test?
Honestly, I have to double check that one because I don't take care of the medical paperwork, I would say.
Okay. Yeah, is this Lorna? Did you know Lorna?
I don't. Each job is different. Some jobs, every time you go to a new job, they want a new TB.
Okay. So I'm going to probably have to get another one. I'm going to have to get another one because that's been, over 3 years almost.
You're
going to
need a new one.
I'm going to need a new one. Okay. So I have to do that and, just get the questions answered and then probably, you know, I don't see. And I wanted to know if it was a probation period.
What is the probation period? What do you mean by that? Because I've never heard of that question before.
Like, because I'm coming into your, sir, coming with your agency, do I have, even though I'm coming from an agency, is there a certain amount of days that I'm on probation? And if so, how long?
You mean like as in not to work?
Say that again?
You mean probation period of what? Of transferring?
No.
You
once
know how,
I start working.
So Mimi,
yeah.
You know how at, so Mimi, you know when you're working at, say for instance, I'm at AmeriHealth, there is a probationary period, say 3 months or 6 months, where you can make the decision as, you know, well, this is going to work or it's not going to work, and you're no longer under the probation of the rules and the regulations as to what you're supposed to do.
Oh, that you mean.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. She's trying to see if your agency has anything of that.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard of that, but I can double-check and ask. But listen, if you transfer over to us and you are not happy or something is not working out, you're not obligated to stay. You know?
Right.
You don't have to stay.
Out.
We can't keep you.
Right.
You know? We can't hold you hostage here. That's not what we do.
No, I understand. I
understand, but again, our goal is for you to be happy and everyone to be happy. So, you know,
right.
we do our best to work with you, to work with everyone. And
okay.
And I spoke to you about the pay rates. I'm happy to pay you the pay rate that you wanted.
Right. This is what I wanted to say. Employer, how about if we set a tentative time to transfer? So you tell me when. You have to give me, you have a calendar up.
Yeah.
You want speaker
so
for a second?
Okay. So let's just give me it's great be a big note. So I don't know when I'm gonna be able to get the CV test. So I'm sure you're not gonna hire me before then. So you want me to say 2 weeks?
Give me a date.
I can say. All right. So what's the date? The 22nd. Let's see, the fifth
of what?
The 5th of February. Well, no, you said on
okay.
Sunday.
Yeah,
you
start on
Tuesday. So, all right, the 10th then, because I work Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay,
so
Mimi, I will put in the authorization for February the 8th. Beginning with them starting with you.
Okay.
I'm going to do that today, and then I'm going to call the old agency and tell them that their last day will be February the 7th.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
So, quick question. So, this agency, they don't accept Keystone First anymore?
Yeah, so Keystone actually terminates their terminated their application somehow. So that's been happening a lot for a lot of institutions.
Oh, how come? Is there a specific reason? Just curious.
It's beyond my pay grade. All they tell me is it's no longer.
Yeah, we don't get the information. We just need to do our job. That's it.
That's exactly right. And make sure we're not terminated, right?
Exactly. We just have to keep our job.
I'm sorry, Mimi. So they are terminated. So I'll let them know as of this, and I'll call them now.
Okay, no problem. And again, if you need help with other referrals from that agency, let me know. I'm happy to help.
Okay, how about you up a Darby at all?
Yes, as well, of course.
Okay, all right, so let me call the person. Let me see if they have something. I know somebody who's over there that's in the same agency. All right, so
for sure.
I will be calling you soon. And Ms. Vera, I'm going to put it in tentatively for February 8th, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, perfect. And
you're
I'm going to have my intake team speak to you as well about the paperwork and all that stuff, okay?
Yeah, she said she was going to text me.